This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A winter storm is disrupting post-Christmas travel across parts of Colorado. I-70 east of Aurora all the way to the Kansas state line and I-76 from Sterling to Nebraska are both closed due to severe weather conditions. Kenley Bonner with the National Weather Service says to expect other road closures through tomorrow morning.
So if you don't have to travel, especially if you're going to the northeastern portion of the state, avoid it.
Airlines have delayed more than 350 flights at Denver International Airport due to the weather. The storm is expected to move out of the state later tomorrow afternoon. Federal and local law enforcement agencies are investigating threats against some of Colorado's Supreme Court justices. CPR's Megan Verley reports they were made after the court disqualified former President Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot.
The Denver Police Department says it's looking into incidents directed at some of the justices and is also providing extra patrols around their homes. The FBI said in a statement it is working with local law enforcement and will vigorously pursue any threats. Colorado's Supreme Court ruled 4-3 last week that Trump has committed insurrection and is therefore banned by the Constitution from seeking elected office again. That decision is being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
A new CU Boulder study shows the positive impact of breastfeeding on a baby's health. Researchers examine metabolites, which increase with breastfeeding versus formula. The more metabolites found, the better babies did on cognitive tests. In Denver, decreasing clouds overnight with partly cloudy skies tomorrow and a high of 43. This is CPR News.